the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Millions of people have been captivated by C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia, but some questions about them have been difficult to answer. Why are there 7 books? Why are only 3 of them obviously structured around biblical narratives? Many have attempted to discover the organizing key, the secret code of the Chronicles, but it has remained a mystery until now. Author Michael Ward can reveal the single subject that links all 7 novels. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today I have Ward on the phone to discuss his upcoming lecture at Missouri State University on April 10th at 7:30 p.m. Also joining me is Dr. Leslie Baines, Associate Professor in the Department of Religious Studies at Missouri State University, to share why she invited him to campus.
I chose to invite Dr. Ward to campus because I teach a course on C.S. Lewis, and every year as I get ready for the course, I look at new research, and Dr. Ward's book was just amazing. It really revolutionized the study of C.S. Lewis in general and the Chronicles of Narnia in particular. The main thesis of Dr. Ward's book is that C.S. Lewis set up the 7 Chronicles of Narnia based on the 7 planets of the pre-Copernican worldview. That is, the worldview that the Earth is the center of the universe, and that the Sun and the Moon, which are counted as planets in the pre-Copernican view, and other planets go around the Earth. It doesn't seem like the most intuitive thing, but Dr. Ward has shown through his work in C.S. Lewis's poems, in his essays, in many of his other works, that indeed Lewis did do this. And what it does is it explains a lot of things that people have found puzzling about the Chronicles of Narnia.
The lecture, The Heavens Are Telling the Glory of God, C.S. Lewis, Narnia, and the Planets, will be an eye-opening experience for those who have read Lewis's books, as Ward is a world-renowned scholar on this topic.
I got interested in C.S. Lewis in the same way that most people do, I suppose, through having the Narnia books read to me when I was a child. I then read his other works, his other fiction and his Christian apologetic works when I was a teenager, and then did an English degree at Oxford where I began to study him more seriously. I ended up doing my PhD on him as well, and so it's just gone from very little beginnings to now really a career in teaching and lecturing and writing all about him.
The mysterious key or secret code has baffled many throughout the years. Ward explains why Lewis composed a series this way.
The Narnia Chronicles are a little bit mysterious in that they don't seem to have a very obvious running thread, a guiding, uniform, coherent thread to them. Lots of scholars and critics have pointed this out, that they seem a little bit of a hodgepodge. In fact, Lewis's great friend Tolkien was the first person to point this out. He couldn't understand why Lewis had composed the books the way that he did, drawing upon so many different, and in Tolkien's view, incompatible mythological traditions. And what I've discovered in the course of my research is that the Narnia Chronicles are actually united by Lewis's lifelong interest in the 7 heavens, which he knew all about as a medieval literary historian.
Although the pre-Copernican era and theories seem like just a page in history, Ward and Baines both say it has relevance in our everyday lives.
The 7 heavens are, they sound a little bit abstruse, a bit esoteric, as if there's something very historical and remote from daily life, but actually they impinge upon our daily life every day of the week, because the days of the week themselves are named after the 7 heavens. Saturday is named after Saturn, the Sun after the Sun, the Moon after Monday after the Moon, and all 7 days are actually named after these 7 heavens, as they used to be considered. But we've forgotten about it. We've neglected to keep up our knowledge of this old cosmological system. And that's what Lewis was so interested to maintain in the modern imagination. And that's why he, I believe, wrote the Narnia Chronicles the way he did.
Dr. Michael Ward will present The Heavens Are Telling the Glory of God, C.S. Lewis, Narnia, and the Planets, on Tuesday, April 10th at 7:30 p.m. in Glass 101. This lecture is free and open to the public, and no registration is needed. For more information, visit missouristate.edu/RELST. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.